Chapter 4. From Delhi to Mumbai. 8 years of age, Delhi. When Father Timothy died, I was put in the back of a van and taken to the Delhi Home for Boys. There were over 150 children at the crowded, noisy, and dirty home. It had only two toilets for all those boys, and the men who ran the home did not care about us. We were not well looked after, and they often hit us. I quickly realized that my life with Father Timothy had been very different to that of many of the boys there. Some came from the slums of Delhi. Some had awful scars where their parents or other relations had hurt them. Others had been so hungry that they had had to live on stolen food. It was here that I first heard the word slumdog, and it was not long before it was used to describe me. One day, a new boy arrived at the home. His clothes were damaged and dirty, and he looked terrified. His name was Salim Ilyasi. He was 7 years old, and he was from a small village in Bihar. The people there were mostly Hindu, he told me, but his family were Muslim. A week earlier, someone had damaged a statue of the Hindu god Hanuman in the village. An angry crowd said that Muslims had done it. The group came to Salim's small family hut while Salim was outside playing. While he watched, he saw the Hindu group burn down the hut, with his mother, father, and young brother still inside it. He heard their screams as they burned to death. Salim ran to the station and jumped on the first train he saw, which brought him to Delhi. He spent several days wandering the streets of the city, hungry and in shock. Then he was found and brought to the home for boys. He hated and feared all Hindus, he said, because of what had happened. So, when he asked my name, I told him it was Muhammad. Salim and I both really loved watching films. In fact, Salim had already decided that he was going to be a famous actor when he grew up. I liked him, and we soon became very good friends. He even gave me the lucky 1 rupee coin that someone had given him when he was on the streets of Delhi. One day, a strange man came to visit from Mumbai. People said that he was very rich and had no children of his own. Some said he sometimes came to adopt 1 or 2 children to take them to his wonderful home in Mumbai. Others said that he owned a school in Mumbai and that he used to take children there to educate them. Salim was more excited than I had ever seen before. He saw this as his chance to get to Mumbai, the place where many Indian films were made and where actors became stars. We were all standing in rows when Mr. Pillay arrived. He was not what I expected. He had a thick black moustache and looked a bit unfriendly. There was a long, thick gold chain around his neck, and his fingers were covered in big gold rings. Next to him were 2 big, rough-looking men, who I later learned were called Mustafa and Panus. Mr. Pillay walked slowly around the room, carefully looking at each boy. When he came to Salim, who was quite good-looking, he stopped.
"Who is this boy? When did he arrive?" he asked Mr. Gupta, one of the managers of the boys' home.
"This is Salim Ilyasi, and he's been here for about 11 months. He's 8 years old, and he doesn't have any family."
Mr. Pillay nodded.
"He's just the type of boy I'm looking for."
"What about him too?"
said Gupta, pointing at me.
"Those 2 boys are always together."
"No, I only need one boy, and he's too old, said Mr. Pillay.
But he's only 10. His name is Thomas, and he speaks perfect English. It's both of them or neither of them. Buy one, get one free.
Mr. Pillay looked angry, but stayed silent. Finally, he said,
All right, I'll take them.
2 days later, we arrived at Pillay's house in Mumbai. It was not the beautiful, expensive home we were expecting. It was big, but it was old and looked rough. We were taken to a small room with 2 beds in it. Later that evening, Mr. Pillay came to see us. Salim immediately said how excited he was to be in Mumbai and how he wanted to become a famous film star. Pillay smiled.
Well, I'd better find a top music teacher who can give you lessons.
I had never seen Salim look happier. That night, we went to a building behind the house for dinner. We were told to sit at a table with Mustafa and Bunus. And then all the children started to come into the room and sit at other tables. I was shocked. They were all disabled. I saw boys with no eyes, feeling their way forward with the help of sticks. Others had only one leg, while some had no hands, and a few had damaged faces. Mustafa and Banus tried to keep us away from the other children, but despite this, we got to know a few of them. We were shocked at what the disabled boys told us.
This isn't a school, said 13-year-old Ashok, who only had one arm. We go out all day on the streets and the trains, begging for money. Some of us steal money from people too. We have to give it all to Pillay so we can stay here and get food.
Another boy told us that the children were often punished for not earning enough money. But I noticed that Radhe, an 11-year-old with a leg missing, was never punished.
It's a secret,
said Radhe quietly when we asked him about it.
There's a woman who is an actor living in Juhu Vile Parle. If I don't get enough money, I go to her and she gives me some.
What's her name? Salim asked.
Neelima Kumari. I think she used to be really famous, but she's getting a bit old now. She's looking for a servant. If I didn't have a leg missing, I would definitely run away and work for her.
As promised, Pillay got us music and singing lessons. Salim was very good, and the teacher was pleased with him. But when I sang, the teacher put his fingers in his ears. He taught us many different songs, and many of them were by the famous singer Surdas. In our last lesson, Salim asked about the words in one of the songs.
I don't understand. Why does Surdas say, My eyes are hungry? He asked.
Oh, didn't I tell you? Said the music teacher. Surdas was completely blind.
At that moment, Panus came in to pay the teacher for all the classes. He counted out lots of notes and gave them to the teacher, and then the 2 men left the room. After they had gone, I noticed a 100-rupee note lying on the floor. My first thought was to keep it, but Salim said we had better return it. As we approached the room where Mustafa and Panus usually sat, we heard Pillay's voice coming from inside.
So he says the younger one is a good singer. How much do you think he'll make in a day?
300?
More than that, maybe as much as 400 or 500, replied Panus.
Perfect.
And what about the other one, the tall one? He's useless, but who cares? Either he gets us at least 100 a day, or he just stays hungry.
Okay, said Pile. Do them late tonight, after the other children are asleep. Then send them out on the trains from next week. I felt sick when I heard those words. I took Salim's hand and pulled him back to our room. In that moment, I had understood everything, but Salim had not.
Salim, we have to escape from here. Now, something very bad is going to happen to us tonight.
Salim looked confused, so I went on.
Do you know why they have been teaching us the songs of Surdas? It's because he was blind, and that is what we're going to become tonight. Then, next week, they're going to make us go out to sing and beg on the trains. Don't you see? All the boys here have been hurt by Mustafa and Punus to make them disabled, so people will give them money when they beg.
Salim stared at me in shock.
I have the address of that actor, Neelima Kumari, who wanted a servant, I told him. Let's go there.
That evening, before dinner, Salim and I climbed through the bathroom window and ran as fast as we could into the night.
How could they do that to those poor children? Says Smita, sadly.
So, what happened with Neelima Kumari? I got the job working for her. But don't worry, you'll hear all about that soon and about what happened to Salim. Smita nods and pushes play on the DVD machine. Prem Kumar looks into the camera.
Now we move on to question number 4, which is worth 10,000 rupees. This is a question about music. Here you are. Which one of these famous singers was blind? Was it A. Paramanand Das, B. Surdas, C. Nandas, or D. Kishori Amankar?
The music starts.
B. Surdas, I say.
Are you sure?
Yes.
The music has gone, and now the drums begin. The correct answer appears.
That's correct! You have just won 10,000 rupees, says Prem Kumar.
The audience claps. Prem Kumar smiles. I do not.